Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
How you doing, dude?
I'm okay. I've been playing lots of video games, but I'm not awake.
Oh, really?
Yep.
What have you been playing?
Metal Gear Survive.
How is it?
And Monster Hunter World.
How's Metal Gear?
And it's not a real Metal Gear.
Yeah.
But it's pretty fun. It's different. It's what, like, you just like...
Survive?
Yeah, you just defend bases against waves of enemies and shit. And
is it multiplayer or is it computer-based?
It's... What? It's... Well, it's on PS4, so it's not computer-based.
No, I meant like the actual, like, people that you're fighting.
Ah, no, they're just fucking, like, crystal-headed zombies.
Yeah, so it's... They're the computer. You're fighting the computer, the AI.
Yeah.
Okay. I beat Arkham Origins.
Good job.
Yeah.
Now you know where Batman came from.
Yep. Well, it was like a Joker's origin. It was a lot of origins for like a lot of shit in Arkham. That's why it's called Arkham Origins, not Batman Origins, you know?
Yeah, you understand he doesn't have parents.
It was neat, though. Like, you're playing the game and you're like, oh, and the Joker says, I've been here for 2 days, and I've killed more bad people than you have in 2 years. He's like, so what's that tell you? And then you kind of get the Joker's origin, so it's more like a Joker origin game.
What bad people did he kill?
Like, two of the thugs that he employed were bad people, and he shot them, and then fucking Batman was like, why'd you do that? Show me the trigger! And then fucking, you know, and then he got carted off to Arkham.
Oh.
He's like, so he's like, in that second, he's like, I killed more, he's like, I've stopped more bad people than you have. Permanently in 2 days than you have in 2 years. So Batman's already been at it for a couple years. It's not like a year
yeah,
one type
but he
of game.
Sucks at it.
Yeah. Well, he no, he doesn't kill, dude.
He sucks.
Dude doesn't kill. Which is weird because you think that if he did, you know, fucking boom, boom, no more shit in Gotham.
Yeah, but, you have to do the permanent solution. Kill him.
Yeah, dude. I did enjoy the game thoroughly though. I'm only 33%. What the fuck? Oh, that was Paul. All the hair on my legs stood up because he's so fucking staticky. And I was like, what is that? Like, did a ghost just pass through me?
Kitty.
I enjoyed Arkham Origins a lot more than I thought I would. If you like the Arkham games, you'll like this game. So if you were like, I don't want to play it because fucking Rockstar didn't do it. And whoever does the... Maybe it's Sledgehammer. No, it's not Sledgehammer. It's probably Rockstar. Whoever does those games. Yeah, so it's good. Check it out. I give it fucking 8 deep impacts. But like I said, I'm 34% of the game through. I'm almost done with all the side quests, and I beat the storyline, and it's 33%.
So what's remaining?
I guess a whole bunch of like training missions and shit like that. Like, just I'm like, why make this like a percentage of the game? You have to put fucking like 50, 60 hours into it to 100% it.
That's a pain in the ass.
I agree. Bane was really cool though, and you get a cool storyline with Bane. You get a cool storyline with pretty much all the characters. All right, man. I've also been playing a lot of PUBG.
Yeah, I know.
I'm enjoying that a lot more than I was. It's pretty fun. I was fourth. Third. There was two left after I died. It was a single match, too. I noticed that if you hide as much as possible.
Yeah.
And don't interact with anyone, that you will survive for a while. And then someone will kill you because they're better at the game than you. All right.
One day you'll be good.
One day, man. One day.
I don't like those kind of games too much.
What do you mean?
I don't know. It's just sort of like, it looks like an older game, but it's clunky.
Mm.
But it's fun and weird, but it's clunky.
It's also the beta. So, I mean...
That fucker's been out for other systems.
Yeah, computer.
And they're like, we just can't port it to the PS4.
Right now they're trying to obviously do the Xbox, and it's definitely clunky. It plays like a computer game, looks like a computer game, but also I think that within the coming months, Tone, that it'll really fucking start to shape up.
Yeah, I'm really, can't wait to see that on PS4.
And you can get that on Xbox, Marketplace now for $30 instead of $60 when it comes out for PS4.
Ugh.
Oh, look at that.
30?
Yeah, it's $30. But you own the entire
steep price.
Own the entire game.
But it's one thing, right?
What do you mean?
Like one world?
Yeah, as of right now, but I heard that they're going to be doing another
like
map.
Like a nighttime level?
That would be funny. That would be fucking hard as hell, though. But it's a really neat concept. I think that you would enjoy the game a lot. You would get very frustrated at just, you know, getting run over by a car and dying.
Well, I get annoyed at
games
no
in
matter
general.
What you do, you're starting from scratch within 40 minutes.
Yeah, but you also don't get,
there's no progression for a character.
Right, it's more so the progression of staying alive longer.
Yeah.
It's just
grinding through one playthrough.
But it's not really grinding, though. You're like, oh, cool, you get to hunt around and look for shit. And, like, I don't know, it's like the stuff that you enjoy about a game. I understand what you're saying. You want, like, actual, like, oh, shit, now my dude's leveled up to this.
But yeah, there's times, I get it.
But there's times, I mean, like, in a regular game, when you actually grind, you actually get something for it. This one, it's more like, oh, I have a level 3 police vest this time. And then I guess you can get crates and start off with shit on you already.
Well, that's a one way to do it. So, microtransaction crates?
No, you get points in the game. It's in-game points, and then you pay for crates, and then you get cool, like, little stuff. That maybe armor and shit like that. I don't know if you ever start off with a gun. I don't believe you do.
Get a vest full of fucking bullet retardant dildos that are wrapped all around you, and then someone else has a cone on their head, and then someone else is flying a fucking Wright Brothers plane.
It's not GTA.
Oh.
What you're describing, I think.
Wacky weirdness.
But they do have, like, clothes and shit that you can pick up in the game. Like, I got this sick-ass duster last round. It was rad. I don't think it does anything for you, like...
It just looks duster cool.
Yeah, I look like Neo.
Yeah.
With a police vest and book bag. All right, so have you seen anything cool on the news, dude?
No, not really.
Any cool previews?
Saw this game called Vampire coming out.
Oh, for what? PS4?
Yeah, it's an RPG about being a vampire.
Mm.
And
wow, really buried the lead with that title.
Yeah, I really think it's going to dig into the vampire lore.
Now, is it like open world, like Skyrim type deal?
It's an RPG, but it's like third person,
first person. What we got? What's going on?
Third person.
Okay, can you switch to first? I like first.
Nope.
Dang.
Nope.
But I am getting used to third person because of PUBG. I don't like first person in that. It is way too clunky because, like, it, like, oh, I landed in front of this building. Cool. And you go into a door and you're fucking 6 feet to the left of it.
Yeah.
In first person, you're like, I don't know where I am. It's just a wall.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah, you're seeing your...
Right. So third person, you can actually see your dude. And you can, like, kind of tell if people are around you, which happens often. But yeah, that sounds neat. Vampire.
Fucking people. I tried Fortnite. I didn't like it.
Yeah, I heard Fortnite was, like, the dumb brother of PUBG.
I just didn't know what I was doing, and it's only in this, like, battle royale mode where it's, like, just you fighting everyone.
That's PUBG.
Yeah. But usually you can fight with a team, and you can do base building, I guess, and if you buy it, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, I got you.
You can do a lot of other modes, or I think even offline modes. But this one was a free battle royale mode, and I was like, well, everyone knows what they're doing. I just got shot every 5 seconds of every game.
That sounds so fun.
Yeah, it's tight as fuck.
One thing that does suck about PUBG is, like, you die, and you're like, okay, well, waiting for my friends to stop this match so we can hop back in. Hope they don't do well.
Yep.
Because I got hit with a fist right when I fucking landed. I wish you could air punch. That'd be sick, because you, like, dive in from a plane.
Yeah.
Because you'll look around, you're like, all right, we're getting off at school, and then everyone gets out of the plane, and then you look around, there's just 45 other people in the air, you're like, we are fucked.
That sucks.
Yeah. I mean, but it's a lot of fun, too, when you find remote places. Anyways, Vampire, that sounds neat. When does that come out?
Sometime this year.
I've noticed that Spider-Man was supposed to come out January 1st, and now it's scheduled for the 30th of June, same day that fucking God of War comes out.
Oh, you're going to be spending a lot of money that day.
Yep. It's like the same thing happened with Call of Duty and fucking... Star Wars. I was like, all right, dropping $120 on these bad boys. But what's nice with Amazon Prime, my boy, is that I get both those games for $50.
Oh, they're both ones that have that discount. That's
the $10 one, yeah. Or you could buy one and I could buy one.
But if we both want to play together.
We can't play. Wait, does God of War have multiplayer in it?
I don't know.
Probably, yeah. I bet Spider-Man will, too. You don't want to play Spider-Man, though.
No, I mean, I'll just borrow it.
Yeah. Can you give me like $30 though?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm going to borrow it for a very short amount of time.
Yeah, I played the start screen, hated it. Here you go.
I played board games.
Yeah, we played. Tony got a new board game.
Yeah.
What's
Kill Dr. Lucky.
Kill Dr. Lucky. It is such a cool fucking board game, and we played with three people. Give them the premise, Tone.
Oh, yeah, so you have to kill Dr. Lucky.
Oh, right, and we're done.
Uh-huh.
Go burn books.
It's a board game. It's almost like reverse Clue. Like you're trying to you're all the people in the house trying to kill one person.
Yes.
And
Dr. Lucky.
He's super lucky. Mm-hmm. And it's simple. There's three kinds of cards. There's fucking easy fucking learning curve.
Yeah, I'd say like
hard to master.
I'd say if you took about like 20 or 30 minutes, probably your first playthrough, you'll have it down, Pat. because we had it down pat after our first playthrough, and then Tony had this sick fucking strategy going.
Yeah, I had a plan in mind, and I wasn't bothering anyone, and then everyone had to come up in my shit and fuck my shit in its ass.
Josie just had a better strategy and won. That's all.
She didn't know what she was doing.
She did.
She just came around me.
No. she was like, I was going to move here and here because he was going to come here. Because she was like right after
I hadn't moved for 8 moves.
I know. And it was, and you were waiting for him to come to you. And she was like, well, he's going to be in this room before Tony gets his shot. So I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
She saw what you were doing. Saw right through you, dude. Tony got real upset.
Just wanted to have fun one time.
Oh, my God. It was still fun if you lose a game. You don't have to win everything. Why are you like that?
Just wanted to... It wouldn't have won me the game. I just wanted to do a cool combo.
You sold your fucking Call of Duty. You're like, fuck it. Well, I kind of understand that. You weren't getting points.
Because it's a pile of shit, you idiot.
No, you liked Call of Duty. You just weren't getting your XP.
Okay, a pile of shit is something that doesn't give you XP when you earn XP.
See how mad he gets?
Because if you didn't get your XP, you'd be all cunty crying about it, too.
Yeah.
I think it takes rounds of war and didn't get nothing. You'd have been the same fucking
that
way.
That was funny. We played the night before Star Wars came out, and he wasn't getting any XP. He's like, I'm selling this motherfucker.
Because what? Oh, my God. And I thought mind. I was. I'm not going to argue the merits of why you play a game to earn fucking credit.
Yeah. I get it.
You do?
Yeah.
You always bring it up as if you don't.
Oh, no, I understand it.
You just tell me you just didn't like it.
No, you know that patch was going to get fixed.
No, I didn't.
Yes, they always do.
I had bad luck for a long enough period of time to where I didn't care anymore.
But an hour and a half worth
of
gameplay.
And I was bored of war.
Yeah, there's other matches, dude.
Those suck.
No, they're good.
I suck at them.
No.
I couldn't earn points to get a gun. All I wanted was goddamn BAR.
This is what it is living with us.
I couldn't get the cocksucker BAR. Sell a game.
And then you got Star Wars. And that was another crapshoot.
Or I'll call it Star Wars fucking battle nap.
All right, so I read, the new campaign came out. Have you checked that out yet?
Yeah, I'll give that an hour and a half of my time.
Yeah, I heard it's like 2 to 4 hours, not that long. All right, so Spawn will have a special way of communicating in the new reboot. So you're not going to hear Spawn talk, but Todd McFarlane said that Spawn will like interact with other characters if you're familiar with the comics, which I am, and I don't remember anything. Like, I don't know, he's going to shake his chains at him. Yeah. Smell things with his chains.
Yeah.
It's like peeing in snow.
Oh, that's pretty wicked.
Yeah, wicked. Wicked Spawn. God damn it, this fucking iPad. I need to change the sleep mode on
Dup.
It. It just, you know, goes black all the time.
Well, come to the Apple store.
All right, man. Yeah, hey, can you fix this for me? Oh, you'll like this. The director of Blade Runner 2049.
Yeah, Dennis Vallejo.
You know what he's doing next?
Uh-uh.
Dune.
He better. It's only been in 20 years of fucking development hell.
And he says Dune will be Star Wars for adults.
Good.
Isn't that dope, dude?
Good, because that thing needs to be a little more fucking adulty.
I'm calling it for Tony. 10 out of 10 deep impacts.
Probably. Yep. Rated R.
It says adult, so I'm assuming so. Toy Story 4 gets uncredited Thor Ragnarok
writer.
That's
going to be so tight.
Toy Story 4, I know.
Shut up. We had to vote on movies at work, like for our movie night.
Yeah, and it was Dune. I know.
No one voted for fucking Toy Story. No, it was Toy Story, Monsters Inc., Jumanji, and
wait, you guys have movie night at work?
It's like an event after the store closes.
Do you stay for it?
You can go to it if you want.
Are you?
I don't know.
Probably not.
I don't even know what day it is.
I wouldn't.
But I voted for Monsters Inc. because everyone else was voting for Toy Story and Jumanji.
I would imagine Toy Story. Yeah, Toy Story's rad. Holds up.
Yeah, but I think
so is Jumanji. And Monsters Inc. is good too. Yeah, a little boo.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it's funny.
Angel Has Fallen is the Logan of the Has Fallen franchises.
None of that made sense.
The new one's called Angel Has Fallen. Well, you know how like fucking
what is
what
the new what is called Angel Has Fallen. The new Wolverine movie?
No, fucking the Fallen, the Has Fallen series, like what Washington Has Fallen, fucking blah, blah, blah Has Fallen, blah, blah, blah Has Fallen.
Oh.
Like, that's like a franchise. London and yeah, London Has White Fallen, House. White House Has Fallen, and now this one's called Angel Has Fallen, and it's the Logan of the Has Fallen franchise.
But the Has Fallen's a rated R, I thought.
So is Logan.
So how is it the Logan of the franchise? They're all rated
R. I don't know. Maybe he stabs a bunch of people in the head, Tony.
Oh, he just uses knives this time to stop the terrorists.
I didn't read the article.
Wait, it's called Angel Has Fallen, but what's Angel?
Maybe Los Angeles?
City of Angels.
Yep, you got it. You're there, dude.
It's already a shithole.
Are you excited for Disney's Oliver movie musical remake?
Yeah.
I'm not.
I give that a 10 out of 10 something.
Yeah, 10 out of 10 stoked to see. Oh, did you hear about this fucking Quentin's new movie? Quentin Tarantino?
Yeah, with, oh God, who's in it? Leo?
Leonardo DiCaprio, yeah. He's going to play a TV star who failed to transition to movies in Quentin Tarantino's upcoming 1969 project. You know what it's about, though?
No.
Charles Manson.
Cool.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
That's good.
That's going to be cool.
And Zac Efron's playing Ted Bundy.
Does that coincide with the fucking Manson shit?
No, not at all. Just saying, like, that's another person playing a, like, popular dude.
Oh, fucking, well, Leonardo DiCaprio isn't playing Charles Manson.
Oh,
he's a failed
okay.
TV star in that realm, and it's based around, I think, the murders that happened. So I don't know if he's one of the one that goes to the cult or something.
Ooh,
like that.
Maybe he's in the house on Sharon Tate and they, all of them get killed.
Yeah, that could, he could be the person that gets killed. Yeah, who knows? The possibilities are truly endless, man.
Truly, truly.
Fantastic Beasts 2 reveals the French word for muggle.
What? Mm. Ah, the chouin, yeah.
That's actually it. I can't believe you knew that.
Ooh, ah.
And that's about all the movie news that I saw.
Wait, did you not? What is it?
Oh, I didn't say. I'm just going to. I'm letting you know that you're going to get the French word for
fuck
muggle
off.
Once you see Fantastic Beasts 2.
Sick.
Coming to theater soon.
Soon.
All right, man. You want to hop into a genre 5? Or do you have any more news? Any cool things in your life happening? Anything that you want to talk about before we hop into genre 5?
Nope.
Okay. Genre 5, treasure hunting movies. This was given to us by Josie. She was like, hey, you should do treasure hunting movies. And we were like, let's fucking
lose it. Was that what she said?
Is
that how she said?
Cool. Yeah, she was watching Sahara and National Treasure. And she was like, oh, that'd be a neat genre 5. You should try that out. And we did. I hope you did your list.
Yeah.
All right, Tone, hit me with your first.
I always do these lists perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, so first on my list, it's totally the right kind of format for this list. The Goonies.
Nice.
See?
Hey, you guys. Who's I?
You're doing a version of you?
Yep.
A little impression of yourself?
That's me.
A little Chunk?
That's not Chunk.
Yeah, it's whatever his name is.
It's the Sloth.
Yeah.
Wow, you really like that movie.
No, not really.
Wasn't much to choose from.
I could care less.
My first one is The Mummy.
Which one?
The Mummy with Brendan Fraser, the first Mummy movie.
Oh, there's three of them, so that's why I was curious.
Well, yeah, the first one's called The Mummy. The second one is The Mummy Returns.
And there's one from, like, the fucking 40s.
Oh, yeah, like, I'd watch that.
From the original Monsters chronologies.
All, boring as all heck is what probably
is. Yeah, slow as shit, dude. Doesn't even run.
But, yeah, The Mummy I actually watched not too long ago, and that movie I feel like holds up well.
You like the sand?
Yeah, that sand part's dope. And they use that in the fucking new Mummy with fucking Tom Cruise.
I love when he shoots the sand with a machine gun.
Yeah, like that's going to do
Get out of here, sand.
Yeah, go fucking film Monkey Bone.
Monkey Bone, what a winner.
Ooh, bedazzled.
Yeah, he really fell off a cliff.
Dude, it was weird. He was like a super, Brendan Fraser's who we're talking about, was a super popular star and like, yeah, just stopped doing
shit.
Yeah,
he just went off and died slowly.
It's weird. He's got to still be alive.
He is. He's just a like bloated, like, quiet guy.
You think? He Val Kilmer'd his way out?
Yeah.
Because Val Kilmer, I heard, like, just put on a bunch of weight and was like, I don't need any more money.
I have all the millions. Leave me be.
I did Sultan C. Fuck yourself. How do you spell Brendan?
B-R-E-N-D-N.
Brendan Fraser? Wow. Still known just for The Mummy. Damn, dude.
Yep.
Poor guy.
Dude's ripped up.
What's on your list, bud?
What? Oh.
You're still doing that?
Oh, yeah. That got all the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
They're always chasing treasures because they're pirates.
He's in a lot of shit still.
Well, not
Brendan
that I've
Fraser.
Seen.
The Affair TV series?
Yeah, like I said, nothing I've seen.
Nightcap?
Yeah, I saw that a few times.
Trust?
Forgot he was in that.
Condor?
Yep.
The Field?
Man.
And The Legend of William Tell in 3D.
That sounds so cool. He is in nothing but piles of shit.
Yeah, I guess so. Did you hear about Quentin being like, I'd really like to do a Star Trek film? And J.J. Abrams was like, someone get him a writer's room. Let Quentin do a Star Trek film. How insane would that be?
That'd be a fucked up fucking Star Trek film.
Yeah. You know what they call fucking, wait, what are their fucking little phasers? You know what they call phasers in French? That'd be like the line. El phaser.
El Phasor?
La Phasor.
That I was going to say, that's French to you? El?
My next movie is Aladdin.
La Phasor.
Aladdin.
What?
The Disney movie Aladdin. They're searching for treasures.
The one with Agrabah?
Yeah, Agrabah.
That's where they're at.
Yeah, and they got fucking Jafar.
He beats the canopy hoods.
Yeah, do it.
100 bad guys with swords.
Yeah, you love that. That's how Tony always does that to me. He's like, 100 bad guys with swords.
And it's just a little kid playing with swords. It's
cool. All right, what's your next one? I like Aladdin, though. You like Aladdin? That movie holds up, too. I wonder when they're going to redo that one. Disney's going to be like, we got to make it edgy and shitty. Then again, Jungle
Maybe
Book
Maybe
they'll
rocks. Make a live version of the, like they're doing for Mulan.
No, then they're doing that for fucking Lion King. They did it for Jungle Book. What else did they do? They did that fucking
Beauty and the Beast.
And Maleficent. The Sleeping Beauty, like, origin story of Maleficent.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm sure they'll butcher something. It's a million, it's a couple billion on in their pockets if they do.
Sure, go ahead.
Next one on my list is Three Kings.
Ah, nice.
I love Three Kings. That's it's a really one. Fucking cool movie.
I like when the bullets go into the bodies and they're like, look how fucked up his organs are now.
Oh, yeah. I have sepsis.
It almost looks like Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, when you're breaking everyone's bones and spines and shit and shoving them through their asshole and eating them.
X-ray breakers. That's what they're called.
I want to see what's happening inside this body after I shatter it.
Everything. So many fucking fragments of bones.
Or when, like, it's someone with a pistol and they shoot him in the head three times. I'm like, get up. You're only half dead.
Yeah, Three Kings is awesome. National Treasurer.
Really?
I love National Treasure.
I didn't know if that would make it.
Really? Did you make it yours?
I picked the librarian instead.
Oh, nice.
With the guy from ER.
Yeah, I actually have Night at the Museum. No, National Treasure. I saw.
It's so mysterious.
It's so good. Like, the whole like reason behind why they're doing it and stuff like that is awesome. It's very much Da Vinci Code for kids, which is on my list as well, Da Vinci Code.
Yeah.
Da Vinci Code was great.
I would take a... I don't know if I would take Da Vinci Code over National Treasure. It's hard to tell.
Yeah?
I'm just trying to, like, weigh the options. Because Da Vinci Code also kind of fucking boring sometimes.
Yeah, well, so is National Treasure sometimes.
I think it's pretty interesting. John Voight's a real good actor.
Yeah.
His dad.
Yeah, I know.
He found it for his dad.
He did, man.
Then his dad got captured and someone stabbed him.
Aww.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, National Treasure. Is that on your list?
No.
Oh, wow.
None of those are.
Da Vinci Code isn't either?
Nope.
All right, well, you get to do two.
Yep. Next one on my list is Indiana Jones.
Nice.
Yep. Because they're always looking for stuff.
Yeah.
He's all about it. He's
I just
a professor.
Watched Raiders.
Yeah.
And you watched all of them.
I watched every one that ever existed.
I like Raiders is so good. The Raiders is such a fun fucking movie.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm going to put Raiders on my list. Ooh, my last one.
Copycat piece of shit coming at me.
Oh, I was going to put...
What are you taking off?
Road Trip.
What?
Because they were searching for that video.
Okay.
That's their treasure.
Okay.
I wanted to go outside the box.
Road Trip.
Yeah.
Road Trip!
What'd you do, fuck a cheetah?
God damn.
Road Trip's funny, dude. Fuck you.
I've got two more that are better than Road Trip.
Doubt that.
Doubt it! Blood Diamond.
Nice.
They're looking for diamonds, dude.
Yeah, sure.
Right?
Oh, I put the beach on mine. Boom.
Because they're looking for a peace.
They're looking for a beach.
Yeah, looking for a peaceful place to hang out.
Mm-hmm. That was their treasure.
I like put Romeo and Juliet because they're looking for love.
Oh, nice. I like this. This is what we should. Fuck. That's why I put Road Trip on there. I was like, I'm going to fucking sideball him. And he's going to be like, you did the look wrong.
I'm put Titanic. They're looking to get across the ocean.
Actually, they're looking for the fucking heart of the ocean.
Mm.
That is,
oh, yeah, at the real, like, at the actual time.
Yeah, and then they present. Go back and they're like, yo, fucking Rose, you're not old anymore. Show us your tits. I think that's how it was.
Oh, I put Ghostbusters. They're looking to prove the paranormal.
Oh, okay. I put The Matrix because they're looking for the truth.
My God. That is so true, dude.
Oh, yeah, you like that one, right? Oh, I put Blade because they're looking for the Blood God. Ha!
Yay!
I'm getting all your hits out there.
That's good.
I'm going to put Dune on there because they're looking for the spies.
Spice with Lodge! Put Star Wars because they're looking for...
Hope. You didn't know that.
God. I was going to say they're going to...
They're looking for credits, dude. They're looking for fucking galactic credits.
I was just going to say they're looking for, you know, everyone to calm the fuck down in the galaxy.
Yeah, they were looking to fucking kill the Emperor is what they were doing. It's war times, bro. All right. Do you have any more treasure movies? Do you have one more?
Yeah, I also have The Hobbit.
Oh, yeah. Which one?
All of them.
Okay.
Because, you know, they're looking for...
What's your favorite out of the franchise?
They're looking for the Irador, isn't it? Or whatever the fuck it's called. The mountain?
Yeah, yeah. I can't remember what it's called, but it's, yeah, the fucking dwarf mountain.
Yeah, it's full of gold, dude.
No, it's that one stone.
Yeah, they're looking for the your Sorcerer's Stone in there.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, the Sorcerer's Stone. That
Harry Potter's, because they're looking for Horcruxes
and shit.
That
Smaug has.
Smaug.
Yeah, that's how you pronounce it.
What a cool way to pronounce that name and be have a name like that.
Well, it's S-M-
Not just Smaug.
S-M-A-U-G, I think, or yeah. S-M-U-A-G, one of the two. I think it's S-M-A-U-G, because it's Smaug.
Smaug.
Smaug. Smig. All right, do you have anything else?
No.
Well, I'll, stop.
No.
But.
Nope. See, I could keep going, but no.
Weekly recommendations and rejections. I watched Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix and Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. So did you?
Yep.
What's your favorite? I know Prisoner of Azkaban, but rewatching these ones, what do you think now? Still Azkaban?
Still Azkaban, but then I love Hollows 2 a lot, and I love Goblet of Fire a lot.
Yeah, we watched Hollows 1 as well, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, Hollows 1, oh man, the woods is so boring.
Hollows 1 is boring as fuck.
You know what happens to those movies, what takes away a lot of it, is that they leave Hogwarts, they're all dressed in regular clothes, it stops looking that kind of like genre type movie. It's just like them in the real world with magic, which is neat because you don't, obviously you never saw
that.
Yeah,
they're fighting in a cafe with wands, that is cool.
But I think what does it for me with Harry Potter is like when they're in like the fucking halls, when they're in their rooms, their sectors of the like fucking castle and shit like that, all that stuff's really cool. The
I like shit that's like magical all around them too.
Right.
A fucking ghost knight riding by and a picture moving.
You know what I thought did it really well was Fantastic Beasts. Because it wasn't set in our time, it was set in the fucking 20s or whatever, right?
Yeah.
20s or 30s? Probably the 20s because it was before the Depression. But yeah, I thought that they did a really good job because it was a period piece, so it felt kind of mystical in that way. And then they also gave you a whole bunch of magic.
Whole bunch.
Yeah, so...
And it was crazy, I put together that you saw someone from Fantastic Beasts in fucking Harry Potter.
What do you mean?
You see Grindelwald.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I probably didn't know that either just because...
It was a click. It was like a two-second scene.
Well, the only reason why you think that now is because you know Grendelwald is a huge character in it.
Yeah.
And I haven't
seen... Before, I'm like, what the fuck was he talking
yeah, who's
to?
Grendel fucking what?
Why is he in a prison talking to an old man?
They explained that a lot in the books. So I knew who Grendelwald was after I listened to the books, but I didn't know when I saw that movie. So I was like, I don't know who this old dude
right,
is.
Right.
That fucking... movie is like super dense, though. They leave out a lot of stuff that they're just like, well, hopefully they get it. Like, that Grindelwald scene was like, bloop.
Yep, and I was like, I don't care. Move
I wonder if in Deathly Hallows Part 2, if they explain more of Grindelwald, because they explain a ton of him in Deathly Hallows.
They
the
don't,
book.
I've watched it.
Oh, spoilers. All right.
Of what?
Oh, all the Harry Potter movies, I mean, honestly, I don't even want to give them single ratings, you know? The franchise, to me, is just a hot 9 out of 10.
Yeah,
impacts.
Me too. It's fun. It's cool. I wish love it. I had powers.
There's so much rewatchability to those, too. And obviously shit you miss and that you catch.
I also love when wizards can do shit without their wand.
Yeah, I like it when they can do shit, too.
Like, it's cool that, like, fucking... You're making fun of me or something over there,
it
motherfucker?
Sounded like you said douche it.
No, do shit.
Like, do shit a kiss. And then they clean their pusses.
That's what you'd wish you could do. Clean your little pussy out.
Oh, I don't get a puss. You take that back.
No, you'd have just a gigantic schlong, and you'd put a forget-a-kiss charm on everyone.
Yeah, and I'd be like, long-a-kiss, and my dick would just be huge.
Long-a-kiss, Maximus, Thrustimus.
Oh, girth-a-kiss. It looks like a wheel of cheese.
Oh. No, like when a wizard can just like knock... other wizards' wands out of their hands by just swiping with their hand.
Yeah, I noticed that it happens a lot. They stop doing spells, and they're just like, fucking red laser beam. You're like, wait, where did that come from?
Yeah, I'm like, wow, this is just pure jizz energy from their, like, core.
Yeah, why do they have fucking force lightning now?
I also thought about, like, it's kind of like, probably like a sexual endurance or like a brain endurance to do magic.
Yeah, it definitely takes, like, a certain type of physical toll on your body. You're expelling that, like, almost like your chi.
Well, Ron's mom says in one... scene, she's like, just because you can use magic doesn't mean you have to use it for everything, whipping your wands out all the time.
Right.
She meant it was a play on dicks, like whacking off all the time.
Yeah, just because you can come doesn't mean you have to fucking come all over my sofas.
It also, I was like, oh, okay, so if you use magic for everything, it's not a good thing to do.
Probably not, because you probably rely too heavily on it, I would assume.
Right.
But it is weird. Josie brought up the point. She's like, why wouldn't they just, like, safe landing a kiss when they're, like, in, like, the fucking the sidecar and the motorcycle? I'm like, yeah, because they do definitely, like, safe landing themselves a lot with their wands.
Yep, when they're falling straight to, like, concrete. Yeah.
Right, and it's weird. Like, there's a lot of things that you're like, why wouldn't they just use magic for that?
Oh, yeah, I understand that completely. Yeah, there are times when I'm like, you should have used it.
Yeah, there's just a lot of plot holes that could be very easily solved. Just be like, whoop-ah, magic. Because it is like the all fucking awesome thing. They can do anything with it.
Like, oh, if I would have still just had that fucking time reversal charm, I could still fix a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that thing especially. It's like, why didn't you hold on to that?
That fucker literally
You can
changes the past.
But why not hop back to fucking the night in, where was something hollow?
Godric's Hollow.
Yeah, Giedrich, right?
Godric?
Godric's Hollow. Oh, yeah, I'm thinking of Diedrich Baylor.
Different. Very different.
From the Drew Carey show.
Yep, very different.
But anyways, yeah, why not go back there the night that fucking Voldemort came and just be like, fuck you, a kiss. And he's like, blah, I'm not a snake.
The spell rebounded.
Oh, Harry, I can't believe I'm about to kill a baby. Oh, who the fuck are you? And then dies.
Yeah. You're like, oh, I'm cold as ice, motherfucker. Yeah.
Fuck you, Rafe.
Or just go fucking meet up with Tom Riddle when he's like three and he's like, I got poop poop. And you're like,
Not even that. Just smother him with a pillow. Not even magical.
just hold him down.
Just watch the life go out of a baby's eyes. Yeah, you don't need to be like, Avada Kedavra. Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, Avada Kedavra, yeah.
That's so dope. Like, abracadabra. Like, we're like, oh, that's what they do to make magic. It's like, no, that's what they do to murder motherfuckers.
For some reason, I thought that when Sirius Black died, he said abracadabra at the very end. I thought that was something he did.
In the archway scene?
Yeah. For some reason, I thought there was someone who dies in a Harry Potter, and, like, the last thing they say, they're just like, abracadabra. And, like, then they die.
I don't think that happens
Not at all. But it is in The Prestige.
Oh, right on, yeah.
Yeah. He's like, you want to see a magic trick? And the guy's, like, looking up at him, and he's like, abracadabra, bam, and dies.
Yeah.
That is- but doesn't.
Or does he?
Yeah.
Meep, meep,
go see The Prestige.
It's so good. We already did a movie of the week on it.
Man,
all right,
so
ahead.
Good.
What do you see?
Me? I watched Killer Legends. It's about urban legends that are based in fact or
is
truth.
That, that was like the documentary. Like they're going from house to house. I hated the two people in it.
Oh, stupid idiots.
Yeah, but the content is cool, but the delivery is just so... I don't know, man. Everyone's like, I'm making a documentary. I gotta make it like every other fucking documentary. Think outside the box, people. Be creative.
Very corny. And like,
coming
the
from someone that
like,
doesn't do anything.
Don't be afraid of the story. Be afraid of the storyteller. I was like, ew.
Wow, really?
Because that's... Urban legends are based in fact. So someone who tells a legend like that either did or wants to do
or knows.
It cherishes or knows right. something of a real crime like that or a real story like that.
That's kind of neat, and it probably would have been better if he delivered it differently.
Yeah, he just delivered it like a big old fucking pile of cold mashed potatoes.
You've been watching more Devil Man Crybaby?
Yeah, I watched like 4 episodes of that. It's fun.
Yeah, I'm
it's
on.
Very cool.
I think I'm on like episode 5 now. Yeah, it's a blast. It's a weird fucking show.
Yeah, it's fucked up. It's funny.
I enjoy it, but I'm not sure how... It'll play out. I'm sure it'll be cool, though. They never really go wrong with anime stuff.
Yeah, it's fun. So I watched that. Killer Legend, give it like a 6. Who cares?
Devil May Cry. Devil May Cry, baby. Devil Man Cry, baby. Probably what? Like 7.5 right now?
Yeah, 7.5 for now. I also watched The Men Who Stare at Goats.
Yeah.
So good.
That movie is so fucking good.
I give that a 9. That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, and that movie holds up for rewatchability and stuff like that. It's so dry and so awesome, and the concepts in it are great. Like, that movie is really, really rad.
And it's really funny that Ewan McGregor is in it because they talk about the ways of a Jedi and all these different things, and he just, like, it's always almost a joke.
Yeah, that came out after Clones, right?
Oh, yeah.
And fucking
all
Phantom.
Of them, yeah. So it's funny that he took the role and he read the script and he's like, so I have to pretend I don't know what the fuck a Jedi is on a film in film and have someone else tell me like the ways of this other style of Jedi in this story in this time.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, you're so closely related to a Jedi, dumbass. It looks a little weird.
Yeah.
But it's fucking hilarious.
It does kind of take you out at moments because they're like, that's the way of the Jedi. And you're like, he's a fucking...
He is one, dumbass.
Sitting right next to fucking the old hot hermit Kenobi, motherfucker. When he was fucking young and virile. And before... Did you notice that in Phantom Menace, like the first half of the movie, he doesn't have that weird dot in between his eyes? And then the later half of the movies, that fucking... This thing just grows on his head? It's like a skin tag or something like that, and it just happens throughout the movie. It's fucking wild.
What for?
Phantom Menace.
What's it for?
What do you mean?
Oh, it's not meant to be there?
That's just his body happening.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
He might have gotten surgically removed later on in life, but yeah, fucking, watch Phantom Menace. It happens. He doesn't have it, and then he does. It looks like he has like a pimple, and then it just keeps, like, it's just there.
The
movie, yeah.
You'd think Lucas would have cut that right out.
Yeah, fucking put a little stormtrooper helmet on it or some shit. Look, here's a dewback. Wasn't the dewback those things that they fucking rode in the desert? Those lizard things that he added to the original trilogy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Put a saddle on a giant lizard
in the
desert.
Yeah, they looked like an iguana, kind of. Yeah, I think they were called dewbacks.
What an asshole.
Yeah. We watched Flying Jat a little bit. What a fucking turd of that movie. It was like a Bollywood, like, fucking sing-dance ensemble. The streets were fucking roaring, rip-roaring.
It sucked.
Yeah, it was bad. So I think we watched, maybe 15 minutes?
Yeah, you're like, let's try it out. And I was like, "What? We're wasting our fucking time."
It looked like it was going to be a funny superhero movie based in another country. I was like, I'll get fucking cultured, motherfucker.
And I was like, you got to stop going off base so far.
Yeah, I really swung for the fences with that one.
You've been like, there's a lot that you're like, but it looks okay, I guess. I haven't heard anything, and it's only got a 2-star rating.
Hey,
let's see.
Batman, fucking, what was that we watched?
You watched a lot of it. I watched one episode.
But you liked that one episode, and you
probably
watched it more. Yeah,
it's funny,
because
he slipped on a titty.
Yeah, titty slips. I can't remember what the fuck that was called.
Batman Chronicle.
What else you see?
Batman. Also watched 7 episodes of A Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, God.
On Hulu. It makes fucking Requiem for a Dream seem pretty upbeat and cheery.
Yeah, I've watched some of Abyss, Batman Abyss.
It's the whole... Yeah. It's the whole fucking everything. It's not just like one story of one sad person or one story of like... It's the whole fucking... The reality. The fucking, like, planet that they've fucking designed and shown what's happened to the planet is just so fucked. It's so fucked. It's like...
Children of Men
meets like a fucking sad oligarchy, fucking
super like fucking
super religious,
sexual.
Yeah, weird. It's just weird and fucked up and tragic and fucked up and creepy.
Yeah, I watched like an episode and a half or maybe 2 episodes with you, and kind of like here in and out of it, and I was like, this is so dark. There's so many just like really bummer of things to watch.
She cries about twice an episode,
if not more.
Yeah,
it's I don't know. I wouldn't recommend it to any happy soul.
No.
Especially
like, watch Black Mirror. It'll cheer you up after that.
Yeah, honestly, Black Mirror like left me feeling fucked up. This movie or this show made me feel like scummy.
Yeah, because it is scummy. Because you're seeing normal people warped into this. Like,
right.
It's almost like it is. I thought it was culty at first because that's what it looks like. Is these girls are in a cult because they're wearing red hoods and shit.
Yeah, they look like Protestant women.
Or,
like,
yeah.
From way back in the
day. Or I thought it was a period piece, but it's not. It's just that's society, which is even more fucked up because it's like Jim Jones at fucking Jonestown if he would have, like, got the whole world to go for it.
Yeah.
It's that fucked up.
It's a weird show. What do you give it, though?
Oh, 9 out of 10. It's fucking really well acted. It's super fucking sad, but it's also, like,
well done.
What they do to get that atmosphere out of those actors is really, really good.
Right on. I watched Godzilla Planet Monsters.
What?
What?
You watched it?
Yeah, I told you.
You did that without me?
Yeah.
And we were going to smoke and kick it and watch it?
No, you were like, hey, I'm going to watch that tonight. I was like, all right, cool. You're like, I'm going to fucking smoke and kick it and watch that tonight. You didn't ask me.
Whatever.
But yeah, fucking... if you want to see about 10 minutes of sick-ass Godzilla,
oh,
there he
really?
Is. Oh, it's right at the end, basically.
This is the animated Godzilla?
Yeah, so these people are looking for a habitable planet because Earth has been fucked for thousands and thousands of years. And I think they came from another world and went to Earth first, and they were like, holy shit, this fucking Godzilla's a piece of shit. And then they fucked off again. And then now they're coming back. They're like, hey, we need to figure this out. It starts off with like this like mass exodus of the elderly that are on their ship because they're like, we're running low on supplies. And this kid's like, you're fucking committing murder. Because you're going to banish them to this place, and they're going to die. And they're like, get out of the cockpit, asshole. Like, you know, fucking, like, they all volunteered. And like, his grandpa's like, yeah, we volunteered. We want to die on a planet, not in space. We've been on this motherfucker for fucking 50 years.
Yeah.
We don't want to be here anymore. And he's like, this is so fucked. And then they send him out, and of course they die.
Right.
And now they're looking for a new world. They go back to Earth, and they find... But, I mean, you have to get to all of that. Then they go back to Earth for the last 10 minutes. But it's part one, or episode one.
Oh.
An 88-minute episode. So a movie that is, I think, going to be split into two parts. And they reference Mechagodzilla. Like, before Earthlings left Earth or got wiped out, like, they built Mechagodzilla to fight Godzilla. And then they couldn't because Godzilla had already come through the walls.
Yeah.
So in the second one, I think Mechagodzilla will fight Godzilla.
Damn right he will.
But yeah, the ending was fucking dope. But I mean, like, I don't know, you'll like it. It's fucking gorgeous. Definitely worth the watch, but there's just not a ton of Godzilla. How they build it in the fucking trailer, you're just like, Jesus Christ, this looks beautiful, and there's a ton of Godzilla.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the last like maybe 10-15 minutes.
Oh, kill my dreams. Cool.
No problem. But yeah, I give it like a 7.
Okay.
I think it got like a 6 or something like that on IMDb. So
well, I heard it here.
I enjoyed it. Definitely worth a watch. I mean, I might rewatch it. It's very pretty, like I said. Oh, yeah. And I watched Batman Begins. That movie, I don't know. I like Batman Begins a lot now.
Well, yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, but I mean, like, Dark Knight is so eclipsing to Batman Begins. And Batman Begins is kind of slow at the beginning, you know? Like, it takes a while to get shit, like, moving.
Gotta meet Rachel, gotta meet Alfred.
Yeah, gotta do all that shit. Yeah. But yeah, fucking, I don't know. I really enjoyed it this time through watching. They're all on Netflix right now. I don't think Dark Knight or Dark Knight Rises is. But then I started Dark Knight right after it. Woo-wee, boy. That movie is so good.
It's a fun one.
So good.
Yeah.
But I give Batman Begins like an 8.5. That movie's strong. I like it a lot.
Oh, I love Batman
Begins. And having like Roz and shit like that, and especially watching Batman Returns and then seeing what they did like to Batman, like what Chris Nolan did, like that stark reality and stuff, like for the first one. It's way good. But I noticed a lot of parts that were like Batman. He shoots his like little grappling hook and hooks it to his belt.
Yeah.
In Batman Begins.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never noticed that, like, watching it the first times around. There's a lot of Batman parts in it that feel like the old ones. Dark Knight has none of that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, he was like, ah, well, we gotta make it kind of look like Batman.
No, I get that. Yeah. I like how grounded Batman Begins was.
Yeah, but I mean, at times, it's fucking way not.
When?
Like, when he hooks his belt thing to it. Bullshit.
But he put it to his belt because his belt had, like, the winder in it.
No, the gun has the winder. He just hooks it up to him so he can, like, hold a girl or do something, maybe throw some batarangs in the air.
Does he put the gun on his belt?
Yeah.
Oh, then that's cool. So like he shoots it up
and clips it. Yeah, but I mean, like, you saw that in the Michael Keaton one, and it always seemed cheesy to me then, too.
No, I think that's cool, because then you can still do action poses with your hands.
Yeah, action poses, that's what you like.
What, dude? Throw up gang signs, fucking, you know, what like, up? Crack a beer.
All right, do you have anything else?
Nope.
All right, let's hop into Test of Tony. 10,000 years B.C., 10,000
don't even,
years
just,
B.C.
What the fuck's that from?
It's the Misfits. It's 1 million years B.C. Michael Graves' Misfits.
So it doesn't even need to be the actual thing from the song that your
it's close.
Brain
close enough.
Has to go to.
Yeah.
Close enough.
It's off of Famous Monsters, which is an awesome concept album about a bunch of famous monsters. Scarecrow, Frankenstein, all that type of shit.
Do you want to just review that?
No, let's do it. No, go ahead.
Review the Misfits
10,000
album.
BC. Go.
10,000 BC is the story of Boopop and all of his Cro-Magnon friends that running around eating sticks and stones. It's horrible.
Yeah?
It's pretty fucked. These cave-dwelling assholes can't do anything right. People are somehow inexplicably linked by their minds back in that time, too, because there's an elderly lady that gets cold when he's cold.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm freezing by the fire. And I'm like, this son of a bitch. Nothing about this is fucking anything. It's nothing. like the best part are looking at the Manooks, the fucking big fucking mammoths.
Yeah, I remember.
I like seeing mammoths. Okay,
I remember watching 10,000 BC, and I was like, oh,
it makes no sense too. It's just like, so the Egyptians and cavemen got into beef with each other here, and they're kind of aliens, but they're not aliens, but people think they are, but still it doesn't explain a lot of these time gaps,
right,
whatsoever.
I felt like it was like a bad Pathfinder.
My God, it was just like I was listening to, it was like when you read the plaque at a national park about like when a caveman came through here in fucking 20 BC, he would have drawn on this cave. They're like, let's make a whole movie about it.
Jeez.
It was very bad. Like, everyone had on fucking, like, nice makeup if they were girls. All the boys had were fucking ripped and didn't look like they had missed a meal in a day, you know, in a lifetime.
Right.
For some reason, there was spirituality that let people fucking, like, transpose themselves into other people. Like, the Force. Like, there was the fucking Force in that time period. Killing a fucking mammoth was something they couldn't even really do.
Right.
They weren't even good at that. And then they found out that literally like a 2-day hike away from their village, which makes no fucking sense whatsoever, was a desert filled with pyramids. And they were in the fucking like highlands. It looked like they were in like Scotland.
Hang on one second. Yeah, I need to take this real quick.
Okay.
Okay, after a flat tire and me taking Josie to work, we're all good.
They don't know that.
Yeah, huh?
It's been a minute.
No.
Or like a moment.
It's been, yeah, seconds, but it's for us, time has elapsed, Tony.
Remember when you yelled at me the one time? Because I was like, I did something like that. And you're like, yeah, but they don't know.
Yeah, you probably referenced something that we said off mic or something like that.
Yeah. Something we did off mic is different, though.
Right, yeah.
Fuck off.
Well, no, I was...
you're as bad as 10,000 BC.
No, I was like, hang on, I gotta take this, and that's what happened. That call was from her. She needed to go back to work, and she had a flat tire.
Oh.
So that's why... Because I can't edit out the call.
Such intrigue.
I couldn't edit out the call because you were talking about 10,000 BC.
Oh, I'm so sorry I was bothering you with my podcasting.
Well, try not to next time.
You rang a fucker!
I'm just kidding. All right, so what was your rating for 10,000 BC?
Suck it. 10,000 BC, give you a fucking 2 because there were some sweet mammoths.
Yeah, you did like the mammoths. All right, cool. So that brings us into movie of the week, which we watch Pottersville.
Yep.
What'd you think?
Very little.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great actors doing nothing.
That's what I thought, too. I mean, like, I was like, wow, this had the potential to be really funny, but they fucking nerfed it with the PG-13.
Yep.
So, like, it was like, oh, I got pooped on.
It was almost like it felt like a Christmas movie based around Bigfoot, and there's Jaws jokes.
Yeah.
And there's also like almost like It's a Wonderful Life, like, you know, he thought he was worthless, but then the whole town shows him he's not. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
See, I was like you said, like the actors that they had, you're like, holy shit, this is gonna be awesome. And then you see the PG-13 and you're like, man, why wouldn't they give that an R? It's shot awesome, it looks great.
I know why they gave it a PG-13 now. There was nothing in it that merited
a PG-13. It could have been a PG.
If it was an R comedy with better writing, that's a whole different ballgame.
I didn't think the writing was bad. The storyline itself was great. The actors delivering the lines were awesome, but it just wasn't that funny because it was like, oh, well, this has all been done, and it wasn't that dark or sweary, which it could... And I don't like to say that like a movie can't be funny unless it's dark or sweary.
Well, no, because like but there are comedies we like fucking Tommy Boy and shit like that that are...
Right, yeah, totally. That are PG-13 movies that work really well, but this is like... I don't know. It was a unique concept that just like really fell short of what it could have been.
Oh, no, I completely agree. It was like underwhelming in every way.
The furries, like that whole thing, I was like, that's great. That's awesome.
It started funny, yeah.
Yeah. And well, like you're like, wow, this has a lot of potential. Then he dresses up as the Bigfoot, like, because he's all wasted on moonshine. And he's like, I'm going to go out there and be a furry to impress my wife. And then he gets mistaken for Bigfoot, and this town becomes popular for Bigfoot. And
that's
you got
the whole
fucking Tom
premise.
What was it? Tom, what's his name? The Australian guy that's kind of like the TV dude.
Yeah, he's from Reno 911. Yeah. He plays like the gay cop.
Is it Tom Lennon?
Yeah. Tom Lennon or something Lennon.
I'm pretty sure his name's Tom, but yeah. He's fantastic in so much shit, but I feel like they don't give him enough room to be more funny.
Yeah. It really did, like, underwhelm the shit out of me.
Yeah, and that was a bummer because I was really excited for that movie. I love Michael Shannon. Fucking Ron Perlman's in it.
Yeah.
Judy Greer. Fucking
Catherine
Thomas
Hendricks.
Lennon. Yeah, that's what they call him. Thomas Lennon. Ian McShane.
Tom. Yeah.
And he's cool in it, and he's very much he's like the hunter that goes after him and stuff. But yeah, just a real bummer of a movie that had so much potential and that just like tried to be more family friendly than I think it needed to be.
Yeah.
Especially with the concepts. When you have furry concepts in it and shit like that, like, why not just go for the hard R and just make it fucking raunchy and shitty?
Like a dildo attached to the front of the furry if they're.
That would have been awesome. Fucking. Yeah, I'm a unicorn.
Yeah. Where's your horn? Right there.
Yeah, it's right there on top of my fucking head. All right, so. I give, oh man, like a 3, I guess.
I could give it a 3, because yeah, it had some...
There's decent parts about
it. It's not bad. Like, I could put it on for a family, it'd be fine to watch.
Wouldn't
like,
watch it again, probably?
No.
Yeah, I already saw that one. Alright, so next week, Tessa Tony's going to be Batman Forever.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I'm wishing it was Game of Thrones next week.
Well, I can't be like, all right, Tony, for Tessa Tony, it's going to be all of Game of Thrones.
Season 2, wonder if you like it still.
Yeah, you do. Any Game of Thrones. I doubt there's an episode that you're like, no, I hate it.
There's not one. That's...
And for Movie of the Week, we're going to do Polka King.
The Polka King. And this is being raved as one of Jack Black's most endearing characters he's ever done.
Really?
Yeah. Like, really good reviews for, like, how he portrays... It's a real story.
Yeah, and this is a Netflix original?
Yeah.
I believe. All right, yeah, cool. So I'm excited for Polka King, and I'm actually excited... I'm going to watch Batman Forever.
I'm going to treasure it.
Dude, all right, so Tommy Lee Jones definitely sucks in it, and so does Jim Carrey, but I feel like Val Kilmer is actually a good Batman / Bruce Wayne.
We're going to see. We will see.
I think you're going to like him, at least.
Is that Bat Nipples? No, that's Clooney.
Yeah, that's Batman and Robin. Yeah, but this is Joe Shoemaker. Shoemaker.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it is that like very neon bright, not like Tim Burton's like, oh yes, it snows all the time.
No, yeah, they have like fucking like...
We throw babies into rivers with flippers.
Glow sticks on their arms as padding and stuff.
Yeah, well...
They're riding rollerblades, literally.
That's, I believe, in... Batman and Robin.
It's all the same.
Yeah.
Those two feel the same.
The ice skating and shit. Actually, there might be rollerblading in this one because this is where they introduce Chris O'Donnell's 40-year-old Robin.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the 17-year-old, 40-year-old?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, oh, my parents just died. I'm like, you're a grown adult. Just get a job.
You just so need to just move on with life.
You should for sure just stay in the circus because, I mean, you got a career.
You could be a manager in 2 to 5 years.
Call it the Flying Gray Sun.
Yeah.
You know, just one of you.
And you can still ride motorcycles and pout in your trailer.
Yeah, it is weird. They made Robin, like, super broody.
I love how we're fucking taking this.
Already, like, remembering, like, how...
I might love it.
Yeah, you probably will. All right, until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he was like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, I'm let's like, take a step back here.
You're just trying
I can
to
save
trick
you a lot
trick.
Of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
Great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on the... He is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Aussie Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cavs Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. It's fantastic.